It's do or die for the Boston Celtics tonight. If they lose Game 5 against the Heat in Miami, Miami moves on in the playoffs and the hurting Celtics limp home. Either way, WBUR sports commentator Bill Littlefield is glued to this and all the games this NBA postseason, even the one that saw the departure of the defending NBA champs, the LA Lakers.
Storylines? For the vanquished Lakers, how about Golden Franchise sheds grit to dismay of glittering fans, or better, Hollywood shocked by horror show as champions turn thug? Now let's look east. OK needs extra rounds to KO Memphis, and we haven't even gotten to the grand if tortured metaphor expressing what's bound to happen when age tangles with youth in overtime or any time. Heat to melt Celts? The action in the current NBA postseason has been an advertisement for the game. Perhaps it has also confirmed the good judgment of fans who pay scant attention to the NBA until the playoffs. The long regular season determined very little, whereas some of the confrontations in the postseason have been decisive, as when Boston swept New York and Miami thumped Philadelphia 4-1. A lot of the rest of the matchups have reminded fans of what fun a best-of-seven game series can be. But wait, there's been more. The failure of Los Angeles to win even a game against Dallas and the frustration evident when two Lakers committed fouls serious enough to get them ejected from the final game of that series while the Mavericks were lobbing in three-pointers as if they were free throws provided the sort of what-a-falling-off-was-there melodrama that captures the attention of people who don't know hang time from halftime. The same can be said of the Miami-Boston series, albeit for different reasons. The Celtics are Boston, tradition, and old. The Heat is Florida and young, which sounds counterintuitive, but never mind. It's an oversimplification, but it's the sort of oversimplification that attracts interest, and the series is intriguing as much for the alleged contest between experience and youth as it is for the actual basketball being played. And some of the basketball has been exhilarating. Then, for fans who insist that a good series must go the distance, there has been Memphis-Oklahoma City. Game 4 went the distance plus 3 overtimes, and the series would seem likely to exhaust both teams before it ends. And then there's suspense. In a sports world characterized by haves continuing to have, as everybody else scrambles for the crumbs and promises to try to do better, the NBA postseason seems poised to provide, well, that's the great thing, isn't it? Who knows?
Bill Littlefield comments on sports for WBUR and hosts Only a Game each Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. You can catch sports news and all the headlines throughout the day on our website, WBUR.org.